Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're joined on the line by political strategist Carl Calabrese, joining us to talk about NY27 and the week ahead. And Carl, stop me if you've heard this before, but we're expecting to hear some news in NY27 before the week is out. Now, we've been expecting this for some time, but this week a little bit different with some of these deadlines, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, this has been kind of an interesting saga. We talked about this once before, how when it first was announced, the party went into overdrive in terms of speed to try to come up with a candidate and work out the process. And there were meetings of the county chairs, and there were interviews of multiple candidates. And all of a sudden, it just went dark. Everything just stopped. And we've been kind of in that dead space now for weeks. But, yeah, there are deadlines coming up, legal deadlines, or just the need to get ballots printed. So I think party leaders are going to be doing all they can this week to get somebody designated. Whoever that is, that's an open question.
Does it seem like this will happen by Wednesday? I think Wednesday is the 19th, and I think that's the day that those ballots have to be set.
Yeah, the Erie County Republican Chairman Nick Langworthy mentioned that on television the other night, that this is the week. So let's stay tuned and see what happens. I don't think they're going to be doing any more interviewing or anything public like that. I think the chairs are in communication with each other. They may have a meeting and then come out and announce what their plan is to have a candidate ready to go in New York 27.
What are you expecting to hear first? Are you expecting to hear that Chris Collins has been removed from the ballot, or are you expecting to hear a name that Republicans want to push out there first?
I think they're going to have to be simultaneous, Brian. Again, it looks like everyone agrees that there's only three ways to get Chris Collins off the ballot, and two of them seem be off the table. One is that he dies, very unlikely. Number two, that he establish residence in another state. And although he has property in the state of Florida, as I understand it, the deadline to establish residency in the state of Florida for this year has passed. So that leaves him being put on the ballot for another office. Now, where that is, you know, what type of office that is, and whether or not he agrees to that is somewhat of an open question. And as I said to you last week, in speaking to Republican town chairs, there are quite a few Republican town chairs who are not real excited about that prospect, if the possibility existed to do that, because you've essentially now nationalized your local campaign next year when your local ticket runs. You've now given up the ability. You have given up. You've allowed the opposition to bring the Collins-Trump ticket into your ticket. And a lot of chairmen might not want to do that. They would rather talk about local issues, especially if they have incumbents and if they control a town board. So they may look for a minor party where there's an office opened where they can slot Collins, and he's going to have to agree to it.
All right. Now, you've heard the handful of names that are out there as a possible replacement. Does any one of them stand out? Is anyone a front runner right now?
I have not heard of a front runner. I know that the State Senate seemed to be being looked at closely, and that would be Senator Jacobs, Senator Ort, and Senator Gallivan, although Senator Gallivan took himself out, so that would leave those two. And Stefan Mihailu, the county comptroller, is a front runner. They all have pluses and they all have minuses. Stefan Mihailu wanted to run for county executive. He's an A-list candidate for county executive for the Republican chairman. He goes to Congress. Not only do you not have your A-list candidate next year for county executive, but you now have an open seat for Erie County Comptroller you have to run. So that's a balancing act that Nick Langworthy is going through. Does he do that, or does he go to a state senator, at which point now you might risk a state senate seat not being able to retain it? And with a one-seat majority in the New York State Senate, that could be critical in changing the whole power structure of Albany. So this is a tough one, both in terms of the unprecedented situation of having to replace a candidate at this late time of the year, and then trying to figure out who is your best candidate to retain the seat and not set off a series of dominoes that's going to produce headaches down the road.
So this has to happen within the next couple of days, which means that Nate McMurray's time running against kind of an unknown is up. How do you feel that he has utilized this past few weeks in his campaign? Has he done all he can with all the attention that NY27 has gotten?
Brian, this is a challenger's dream, to have an open field going into the third week of September. I've read that he's been all over the district. He may have been doing that even if he had an opponent, but the fact that there's so much uncertainty and that he has this open field to run in, for him it's outstanding. You couldn't have asked for a better hand of cards in what looked like a very, very difficult uphill run at the very beginning. Now to have a situation where there is no candidate, you're out there running, and remember this, whatever happens this week, expect the Democrats to challenge it in court. Now, I'm not an election lawyer, and I don't play one on morning radio shows, but you can bet there's going to be a challenge that whatever the Republicans do was invalid, and they're going to seek to have that overturned. So this is not over, even with the announcement of a name.
And do you think still, Carl, that a Republican, an unnamed Republican right now, can beat McMurray at this point in the campaign?
Well, the consensus, I've talked to a lot of Republican leaders at the county level, at the town levels, and even at the committee district level, and they think they can retain the seat. Now, this is going to be a difficult year for Republicans, and turnout is everything, but let's put it this way. If the Democrats take New York 27, expect a wave in Congress across the country that could change a majority in the House and possibly even change the majority in the Senate, even though the Republicans have an incredibly commanding strategic position in defending only 10 seats against the 23 Democrat seats, and 10 of those 23 seats are in states where Donald Trump won by double digits. That should be a prescription for increasing your majority. But if this is the kind of a turnout and anti-Trump backlash out there that the media tells us is out there, and I have some question about that, but if the Democrats were to prevail in New York 27, I think you would see that as a harbinger of a wave across the country.
All right, Carl, we appreciate the insight. Carl Calabrese joining us as it was expected to be a busy couple days in the race to replace.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.